Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Warm welcome to those of you gathered here in the sanctuary and then those who are tuning in with us live stream this morning. Welcome to our church service. This morning, I just want to start off our service by recognizing there are some special guests here. My goodness. It's great to have the Boy Scouts, the Philomath Troop, with us this morning. They are serving in many different capacities this morning, and it's just a statement of the heart that they have to serve. They reached out to us and said, how can we come and serve? And just in conversation with Tom Klipfel, it was an obvious answer to come on a Sunday morning, be present, so they can get to know you and serve you a little bit, and so we're thankful for that. They are actually hosting the fellowship today, so be sure after church to head into the fellowship hall for cake and a time to connect with the Boy Scouts, and also a special welcome to their families, too. Welcome to our church here this morning. To set the scenes, I don't know if you guys like this, but I really like baseball, the sport of baseball, mainly because you get a lot of chances, right? You know, if you get three strikes, if you just get a hit within three strikes, it's pretty good. And if you just get a hit every three or four at bats, you're really good. There are a lot of chances that are given. So I kind of liked baseball growing up because if I missed once, I knew that I had to get another chance to swing at the ball. Well, this morning, we're taking a look at a moment in which Jesus, he had to get it just right. He is sent out to a place called the wilderness right outside the city of Jerusalem. And if he just missed just one of the temptations, everything would have fallen apart. And what we discover is that Jesus fulfilled God's command to be on mission, to save all people. Jesus did not fall in one of those temptations. And so that's good news for us because we are people who aren't perfect, who don't always hit the ball, who don't always get it on our first at bat. It's good to know that we have a Savior who knocks it out of the park every single time. So this morning we're going to be encouraged with that word from Matthew chapter 4. There are some announcements to share before we begin our worship service. The first is that we really started our Lent season, Ash Wednesday here at Peace, with a really great momentum. Maybe our biggest group we've ever had at our church for Ash Wednesday service. It was about 54 people last Wednesday. We're going to continue that momentum this Wednesday with our midweek Lent worship, which starts at 6 o'clock. Right before that, we're gathering for soup supper at 5 o'clock. That's this Wednesday. I will not be here. Another pastor is coming to share, which is even more encouragement to be here. You don't have to listen to me speak. Someone with new ideas and excellent stories is going to be here. And so come this Wednesday, 5 o'clock soup supper, 6 o'clock worship. And it's in the format of Holden evening prayer. So even more special, more reason to be here. And then just to whet your appetite for another exciting opportunity, in a couple of weeks we're going to be launching a new Bible study here at Peace. And that Bible study is called On Being a Theologian of the Cross. That may sound really heady and theological, but it's really a down-to-earth Bible study about how we can be the way of Jesus, that we can follow his way, even when we experience suffering and pain, and be faithful to God. And Dave Letting, he's a trustee here at Peace Lutheran. He's leading that class. Dave, you can just raise your hand there. There's Dave. Just mark that on your calendar, Sunday, March 19th. Dave's starting that class. It's going to be each Sunday here in the sanctuary at 9 o'clock. Okay, any other announcements to share before we begin our worship service? I think we've got everything covered. All right, we're going to invite our choir forward for a special song, and that song is God Gives Us a Future with Hope.